This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala shalafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. Wa baraka salama tasliman kathiran kathira. Fama ba'du. My brothers and sisters, the great scholar Fudail ibn Ayyad Rahmatullah Ali, he was the he was a great scholar in the time of the Wahid bin Ja'far al-Sadiq radiyallahu anhu. He was a teacher of Ibrahim ibn Adhim, rahmatullah alayh. He was he was a very he had a very unusual life, where he was at one point a bandit, and he was the head of a gang of bandits. And there are many stories, but the story of his, he was a Muslim, but the story of his leaving his banditry, I mentioned it before also in one of the Fajr reminders. He was climbing a wall. He was on top of the wall watching a passing caravan, and he heard somebody reciting the ayat of Surah Al-Hadid. أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has not the time come for the believers that their hearts humble themselves in the remembrance of Allah? And that is what caused Fudail bin Ayyad rahmatullahi alayhi to change his ways and become one of the great scholars of this ummah. He studied under, he moved to Kufa in Iraq, and then studied under Ja'far al-Sadiq rahmatullahi alayhi, Abdul Wahid bin Zayd rahmatullahi alayhi, and he taught Bishr al-Hafi and Sari al-Saqati and Ibrahim and Ibn Adhaim. So he was, and he also, he remained in Mecca. He went for Hajj, he remained in Mecca and studied under Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. So a great scholar of Islam. And now he says, they asked him, I said, what do you find the strangest of all things? And he said, the heart that knows Allah yet still disobeys Him. The heart that knows Allah yet still disobeys Him. And subhanAllah, if you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked this question, and He said, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. How is it possible that you deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. You were dead, you did not exist. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Has the human being forgotten that there was a time when he was not even mentioned? So this is a, our reality. Our reality is that we are dead, except those who Allah gives life to. And that life has two meanings. One is the breathing, and even more importantly, it is iman. It is faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Fudail bin Ayyad rahmatullahi alayhi says, how is it possible? What is so strange that the strangest of all things is that the heart that knows Allah and yet disobeys Him. You know, subhanAllah, just think about this. So Allah says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. How do you deny Allah? وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. And you were dead. فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. And He gave you life. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. And He will take away your life.
ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ and he will give back your life, he will resurrect you. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ and then you will return to him. So he is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is your reality. And yet you disobey Allah, though you know that you did not exist before Allah gave you life, though you know that after you get life, this life is not yours, you cannot keep it as long as you want, you will have it as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to have it, and then one day you will die, and then it is not, you are not, it's not a release. Death is not a release, that is not freedom. Death is an interim step to being resurrected and given life back again to be called to account before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reality of death. It's a stepping stone to another life in which we will be called to account before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ and you will return to him. So Fudail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi says that a heart that knows Allah yet still disobeys him. How strange is that? How utterly strange is that? My brothers and sisters, the most important thing to understand is that the first and foremost fard, first and foremost obligatory thing, obligatory action that we are obliged to fulfill is the salah, is the prayer, is the fard salah. And there is no excuse for missing the fard salah. If we are not able to pray it at its time because of reasons that are acceptable in the Sharia, and that those reasons are not because I was watching a game or I had to go shopping. The reasons are for infirmity, for sickness, for other kinds of emergencies that could not be foreseen, or some other force, external force that is keeping you from praying. Then the salah has to be prayed at another time, but it cannot be left. The salah has to be prayed in every situation in life. Standing, sitting, lying down. If we are sick, then it has to be prayed to the best of our ability in whichever state that we are in, including lying down. If we are completely unable to move, the salah has to be still prayed by just by blinking our eyes and moving the eyelids. There is no excuse for leaving salah. The salah requires that we are purify ourselves, that we make wudu, that we make ghusl. But if there are reasons, if there is no water, then we have been given the option of making tayammum, using some sand instead. And if that also is not there, then salah still has to be prayed, even without ghusl, even without tayammum, even without wudu, and it will be valid, but there is no reason to leave the salah. So I remind myself and you, do not miss salah for the sake of people. You were born alone, and you will die alone, and you will go to the grave alone, and you will be questioned alone on the day of judgment. Don't compromise that for anyone or anybody's sake. Because if you leave salah, believe me, when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be in trouble. And all of the people who were the cause for us to miss that salah will not be able to help us. So don't say I was in an important meeting. There is no meeting that is more important than the meeting with our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, which in this day when we are alive is through the salah, and when we die it will be standing before him. Don't go to the point of standing before him without having stood before him in our life, in the masjid, in the home. Go to the salah until before the time comes when you will be taken there for your janaza, for your salatul janaza. Don't leave the salah for the sake of people. The people who you think are your closest friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them, Al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'aduhum li ba'adin adu illa al-muttaqeen. In Surah Zukhruf, Allah said, close friends, the closest of friends, the akhilla, the khalil, on the day of judgment, on that day, will be enemies to each other, except for the muttaqeen, except for the righteous, except for the God-fearing people. My brothers and sisters, Fajr, you are asleep. Zuhr, you are busy. Asr, you are tired. Maghrib, you are watching TV. Isha, you are eating. You can dodge prayer, but you cannot dodge death. Because death will come. We prepare for uncertain things in our life. For example, like marriage and so on and so forth. But do we prepare for the one event that is definitely going to happen, which is death? The first thing a slave will be held accountable for is salah. If we fall short on that, then we will fall short on what's to come. My brothers and sisters, Fajr, do not fear missing sleep. Fear a day when there will be no sleep. Expecting Jannah while neglecting Salah is like waiting for a train to arrive at the airport. Seriously, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to have the sense to give importance to things which are really important. Everyone dreams of being in Jannah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Laysa bi amaniyikum. It is not obtained by your wishful thinking. We need to work hard for the hereafter. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyah rahmatullahi says, if you could hear the sound of the pens of the angels writing your name among those who remember Allah, you would die out of joy. Let me repeat that beautiful statement and may Allah make us among them. He said, if you could hear the sound of the pens of the angels writing your name among those who remember Allah, you would die of joy. Final point, I remind myself and you, this dunya is not a resting place. It is a testing place. It's a testing place for us to earn rewards with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us use it like that, like a testing place. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.